Peter, last night you headed to Jackman Park to take on one of the title contenders in the First Division, a 3-0 defeat at the hands of Limerick. Would you feel today that that scoreline reflects the performance of Harps last night?
No, far from it. Actually, I think if anything, it flattered them. Up until the changing point of the game was the second goal that sort of and the penalty decision, all in the one that was perceived not to be a penalty, and then even the referee's assessor came in, they were changing them after they speak to myself. They informed me that it wasn't a penalty, that it was outside, and he was going in to speak to the referee and his assistants about it. You know, which it was a very harsh decision, to be quite honest, but given them they scored from the penalty to make it 2-0 and we were down to 10 men, it was back to the wall end type of thing, and unfortunately we conceded one very late on there too, because we went for it, trying to get ourselves back in the game. We left ourselves a wee bit exposed at the back, but overall we played okay. The first goal was even a wee bit fortuitous for them. There was a shot in the 6-yard box, and it was actually Kane Gower was just about to gather, but it took a deflection, then off Keith Coyne and went under the net. Those things seem to happen when you're down there.
Yeah. Up until that first goal, Harps did have a couple of opportunities where you could have taken the lead there, Peter.
As I say, we were doing okay. We were more than holding our own. Limerick themselves didn't really create anything, but we had a few half chances ourselves. Unfortunately, as I keep saying, like, goals change games, and you need to be clinical in this league. Getting the first goals massively important in this league, because usually teams just then kick on from it, but we haven't done that often enough.
You mentioned Keith Cowan there, of course, returned in recent weeks. You had the likes of Kevin McHugh and Adam Clark, both available last night as well. So on the personnel front, Peter, things are improving for Harps.
They are, slowly but surely. We're getting bodies back, yep. As you say, Keith played a full 90 minutes last night, so which was great to see, and Kevin played too, and Adam Clark was on the bench and came on again and played too. So no, it's great to get bodies back, and we have the two boys, hopefully now, if they get their international clearances for this week, we'll have Mark Skulltalk and Michael Funston back as well on board.
It's been a difficult return to the season for you, Peter. You had the break for a couple of weeks in the early part of June, and you had two big games there against two of the title contenders, Limerick and Longford. So coming off the back of both of those, what's your thoughts as we head into the second half of the season?
Well, I mean, we just have to sort of pick ourselves up again. I mean, probably from those two games that we are the title favourites as such prior to the start of the season. I mean, we probably, a lot of people wouldn't have perceived us getting much from them games, but it's the teams now around us where we need to be picking up points, particularly now this weekend. We're home game, so it's the teams around us and obviously just above us. We need to be taking the maximum points from now.
And finally, Mervyn United is the side that comes to Finn Park on Friday night. You mentioned you have to be picking up the points of the sides around you. Last night, Mervyn gave Longford Town a bit of a shock, so it could be a tough tussle come Friday night again, Peter.
No, it is, without a doubt. I mean, we know from recent history that Mervyn will give you a really tough game. They did us very comfortably down there in the last game against them. And it's going to be a very difficult game again. And as you say, they're just below us, ourselves in the table, so they'll be scrapping for points themselves. So, I mean, Johnny Glenn's no mug either. He's a shrewd man, and they'll have him well up for it.